Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, John Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, we're live. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I'm the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the king of things, the point guard of podcasting himself, a true podcasting legend coming at you like Cleopatra from your mother's butt cheeks here in the East Village at the Gas Digital Studios. As always, with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, buddy.
Yay, yay.
Yep.
Yay, yay.
Yay.
Let's party.
Okay.
Let's go. What a day. I'm fucking feeling good right now. Feeling fucking great. Mikey Figgs is here.
Baby boy, what's up?
Sabrina Pips is here.
What's up?
I'm calling you Sabrina Pips.
Don't ever do that again.
I mean, she hates it.
She's got nice big fat burps. Thought I was at the Golden Globes.
What a fucking
why
show.
Why is it that the only time I'm uncomfortable by is when you do it?
Yeah, when Figgs, you,
don't
Figgs
like
can't
it.
Sexually
don't like
harass
it,
you.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, dude.
Come on, it's Figgy.
Because you're the worst parts of both of us.
Hey, Doug, you want to do my show? You want to watch this scary movie?
We're going to have an incredible show today. I'm very, very excited to be live. We are counting down the days now, Shannon. We're going to Jamaica, man, in just 6 days. Next Sunday, we are leaving the Gas Digital Company trip. It's all happening, baby boys. Shannon, are you excited?
Very excited.
Natalie, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
By the way, this this trip, so you guys know, will fucking inspire the entire team. I was talking to Ralph about this earlier on today. I was like, well, this is not just going to be getting high. It's not just going to be getting high and getting drunk all fucking day and
it's
eating
a learning
good food.
Trip.
We're going to be learning about each other. We're going to be teaching each other how to fucking work as a team, cohesive, coming up with ideas. When we come back from this trip, we are going to change Gas Digital and the future of this company. Just so you know.
Are you taking a new chick to
new
Jamaica?
New chick? I don't know. I think we invited her. Lily, are you going to come to Jamaica? No, she doesn't want to come.
What an upgrade. What an upgrade from last couple stooges you had.
She works here now?
Yeah, she's the
new
office manager.
I thought that was somebody's girlfriend.
Big upgrade. I thought she was Ralph's son's girlfriend. She looks like she goes to rock shows.
No, Ralph would never date a brown person or somebody above 20 years old. Ralph exclusively dates 20-year-old Eastern European dog brain retards. Ralph dated an actual girl that was fucking basically retarded. Remember that one girl that we all pretended that we had to like her? It was crazy, Ralph. No, but dude, I'm sorry. Like, I've dated a couple dumbass girls, obviously. Okay, yeah. Who gives it? We all have, right?
A couple. Yeah.
A couple. But Ralph, no, this is a different level of fucking. She was so stupid. She was hot, but she was so dumb and so devoid of like any like real like. She did have personality traits, but they were all horrible. Like, everything was bad. She was obviously like a fucking, fucking groupie slut, fucking climber whore.
Oh, damn.
And Ralph brought her around. We all had to pretend that this bitch was fucking.
You know what the worst part about this is? I have no idea who he's talking about.
Do you remember?
Could have just been any of these chicks.
She was a flat earther. She used to be around at the apartment all the time.
What? Yeah.
Oh, it gets even better.
Yeah, there was that
we
was
gotta see a photo.
That was the only thing
yeah, we
flat
got,
about
we
her.
Gotta,
oh, I don't remember.
No, she was fucking hot.
She was sweet.
Dude.
Yeah.
Remember, and then she ended up grifting her way onto like a more famous YouTuber's channel. Like, we were just watching one day.
Oh yeah!
Now you know.
You got to pull her up now.
Yeah, we have to see.
I got to see her, but I got to see what she looks like.
She get
Please,
kicked
can
off
we get a glimpse of the
Ralph, do you care if we pull her up?
No,
I don't care. I don't care at all.
Kicked off of a bus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ralph, tell Shannon who
Rosa Parks. Ralph dated Rosa.
parts.
Yes. It's like, oh, you shouldn't be sitting in the back of the bus.
Walk with all your friends.
I know this new 7-course sushi spot right across the corner if you'd like to go.
The only reason I don't even care about talking shit about this girl, because usually, when they're real people, I feel bad when we start trashing like this.
Yeah.
But there's no way that this girl is not dead. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, she's so dumb, there's no way she's made it to 2023 living. Impossible. And if she is, good for her. There's no way she'll be able to figure out how to play a podcast.
I mean,
we have to see her. We have to.
Chick,
she was.
Please.
She was. I remember her being smoking hot. And do you remember the blog she ended up on, Shannon?
Super hot, dumb as a fucking box of wet nails, is what you're telling me.
Wait, I found her Instagram.
Ooh, toy.
Oh, you got her Instagram.
Let's see.
Don't show her name.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon, you're an idiot.
Hot. Smoking hot. Now you got to just pull her up. Might as well. Brick's already made nudes of her with Zach Amico's body. So, you know, that's already out there. Go ahead. It's too late. She is hot. She doesn't look dumb.
She's hot. She's really fucking. No, she looks.
Yeah, click on a picture. Yeah. She's fucking smoke show.
Good job, Ralph.
It's going to show the name if I click the picture, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, why don't you just save a photo of her?
I'm
sure you can find her.
Like a Natasha.
Did you do porn or something, Shannon? Or Ralph? Whatever your name is?
I don't think so.
But she's got long feet. That's what Ralph.
You like a long foot?
Like a long, big
a long foot.
Mm-hmm.
You want a
fucking,
big one.
Yeah. Big sucking on toes.
Yeah.
Little Frito smell.
Mm, you know mommy
what I'm talking
issues.
About? I miss my mom. Yeah.
I got
mommy issues.
He wants to be able to track her in the woods if she escapes.
Yeah. Well, pretty sure she went that way. Those were saber tooth prints. Nope. Yeah. Natasha's looking hot.
Mm.
She looks beautiful.
Who's Natasha?
That chick, but she looks like a Natasha.
She's like Eastern
No, not
European.
Lily Doe, the Instagram girl.
Oh, the girl. All right, yeah.
Yeah, she looks smoking hot. Good job, Ralph. So what if she's a tard? She looked great.
No, I didn't remember her at all. But then I remember her frequently walking in and whatever conversation was happening in the room being grinded to a dead halt by whatever she had to add to it.
Yeah. She
seems brilliant, though.
Yeah, she was retarded. It was crazy.
Yes, what are you going to do?
Look, let's get our plugs right out of the way. Let's get them done real quick. We have a lot to talk about. There's a bunch of shit happening in the world right now. I'm very excited. Sabrina, what you plugging on?
Check out my podcast. That's Hot with Sabrina Piper. You can check it out on iTunes, Spotify, all that fun stuff. We're on YouTube now. Go to patreon.com. Also, patreon.com/funnygirlwithtits. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, funnygirlwithtits. I'm going to be in
Do you do
Scranton.
Any sexy photos on the
no,
Patreon?
I don't do,
Nothing.
No, I don't do sexy photos. No, I've never. No, I don't do sexy photos.
That's
all you
not
get
true.
On the Patreon.
That's not true. They're out there. They post them in the fucking chat. You do sexy photos.
I don't do sexy photos.
You do some bikini shots.
That I've posted on my Instagram.
It must be.
Myself. You've probably jerked off to in the middle of the night. Can I finish my plug?
Probably.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to be in Scranton next month with Keanu Thompson. That'll be a fun time. And I have my show at the Comedy Shop April 2nd and April 16th. Sabrina Piper and Friends. So come to that. That's going to be fun. And that's it.
Love it.
Hell yeah. Support the new YouTube page I have. I love all you guys at Comic Mike Figs. Check it out. I'm starting from scratch. Also support fucking The Thing Is with me and Shannon, where we talk about spooky stories and fight stories, and I do drugs. Make sure you fucking support everybody. God bless America. Go to thestand.com. You see all my spots there at Comic Mike Figs.
Zach, can make it.
On the 25th, I will be at Laughing at Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie with Andy Malafarina. On the 1st, I'll be at Soul Drolls. On the 4th, I'll be at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. And 420 show in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Come on out.
Lots of live stuff coming up. Thank you for everyone that came out in San Diego this past weekend. I had a fucking blast. Shout out to American Comedy Company. Taking a little bit of a break, but I'll be in the Funny Bone in St. Louis, Missouri. April 14th and 15th. April 20th, 420 show, one night only, Las Vegas, Nevada. Come the fuck out to that. And then the next night, the next weekend, I'll be in West Jordan, Utah, at Wise Guys. Then in May, I got Hyenas coming up in Fort Worth, Texas, Houston, Texas, Lafayette, Louisiana. Grand Rapids is coming up, EMS, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Detroit, and many other dates. All these dates are now available on lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets. And then the Legion of Skanks are going out for our first ever little theater run. First market we're doing is New England. We're going to be in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, and at the Foxwoods Casino at the big theater there. Three nights. It's going to be a ton of fun. Live stand-up, live podcast. We're doing a bunch of special things. Lots of surprises happening. So come out to those shows. Grab those tickets because they will sell out. And make sure you subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. We are launching a brand new site, new apps, new everything, new streaming service being tested right now. Everything is looking fucking great. I'll tell you right now, it's going to be a new Gas Digital. So subscribe now. Support the fucking company that puts out the best content in the world. Because there ain't nothing else like Gas Digital. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Plus access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. Speaking of the Racist Live Chat, Stephanie Ryer says Figs is the man.
Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate you.
Brick says,
Figs. No, they were asking the difference between our guests.
Yo, fuck you, Stephanie, you piece of shit.
Brick says, Figs rules, give my boy a follow. Negrology says that Sabrina's too much of a Jewy demeanor. That was actually legitimately just hate speech.
Wow. That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right. And then now, then some people are disagreeing. Somebody's chanting, Snow Roach 80 is chanting Jubes.
Hell Jubes. Yeah. Jubes.
That's great. Jubes. Yeah. Well, name the episode.
I mean, of all the evil villain names you could have, Juella Demeanor.
Incredible.
Juella Demeanor.
I will not pose nude. Meanwhile, just swallow
them. That's kind of what your boobs did too.
As I did that, I was like, "This is way too much."
I re-injured my goddamn knee.
Oh Jesus! So you're not gonna fight Wolfpack, Wolfmate?
No, that whole thing is done anyway. But yeah, I fucking re-injured my knee.
What are you doing?
So, annoyed. It was, dude. I went back to jiu-jitsu. I mean, 3 weeks after I got knee surgery, I was back in jiu-jitsu, feeling fucking great about it. Really, just I'm getting back in shape. I feel so good. And I did not injure myself in jiu-jitsu. I wish I injured myself in jiu-jitsu because that's a fucking cooler story, okay?
Yeah.
So I took my chick to go see Cocaine Bear last week, right? And fun yeah. movie. You know, no complaints.
Okay.
It gave you,
you
what
you wanted.
It gave what you want now? What is happening with my mouth today?
Ship it away now. Broke my knee at the Cocaine Bear now. Took your girl to see a trashy movie. Go ahead. Yo, bro, this is the third time. You need some coffee.
Maybe I need some coffee. Or maybe a drink.
You want to have a drink?
Your new assistant didn't even offer me coffee. So wow. I don't even know.
Ignored her.
Hey,
I don't know if you hate women.
Hello.
It was happening.
Ralph, stop distracting Lily.
Stop trying to fuck her.
Can we get a coffee for...
You ever meet the bassist for Poison? No? Okay. All right. Styx? What's your favorite Styx album?
She's like, I don't know. I work here. I don't know. My dog. Everybody loves me. Everybody loves the dog.
He's like, oh, I like your dog. See, you ever have a...
He's like, have you been backstage at a Dachshund concert?
Dachshund is an old dog metal band. Is that a Dachshund? Dachshund?
Oh, Dachshund.
You were funny without trying. I really am.
You ever go to Don Angie? It's the hottest place right now. I can get you in there. You know, I know you wake up at 10 a.m. You got to make reservations.
You must leave me alone. She's like, please don't. I don't know. I don't eat that food. I like chow fun, chow mein. Don't like that. Don't touch him too hard. Don't grab his ear. Too hard.
He's like, you can just grab it. They have no pain sensors on their ear.
And he's like, help me, I'm homeless. Shut up.
I want sugar-free.
I don't want sugar-free.
Not so hard. You pet my dog to death, big oaf. But too hard. Big tree person for Lord of the Rings. Yeah. You're the tree people who help the hobbits in the water. Hey, Groot, don't pet my dog.
So Cocaine Bear.
I would like to chime in, but I don't want to get kicked off the network. But it would be fun. I could just read the messages that Ralph sent to me at 2 in the morning.
Oh, shit. What? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Can I get a napkin?
And with a smile.
Can I have one, too, please, with a little bit of sugar-free creamer?
And a smile this time.
I don't know what's happening with Lillian today. Ralph's just distracting her right now.
No, she's hot. That's it.
Yeah. So yeah, Cocaine Bear was fucking dope. I liked it.
Yeah.
You know.
Only heard good things about it.
Yeah. You know. What do people expect?
Yeah. You got what you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bear does cocaine, kills everyone. Simple as that. There's really not much else to it. Yeah. No. You got
Thanks.
It.
Thanks.
Come on, Figs. Fucking chill, dude. No, I don't like that, dude.
It's the dog. I just can't stop it. From the. I swear to God.
Stop it. I'm allergic to dogs too.
Yeah, very allergic to the dogs. A lot of them. They get me all shrofula or whatever.
So here's what happened. We're walking out of the movies, okay? And we do this thing My girlfriend does this thing. She, I don't know where. I never heard of this before. I think
she says I love you.
You're like, oh, Doug, malfunction.
My knee.
Like, not even, dude, I didn't even break my knee in jujitsu. My girlfriend confessed her love for me. Oh shit.
No, she well, like if we're walking together and like there's like a pole or like a sign. And I walk on
she
one side,
her
and she walks. I walk on one side.
Pony starts playing from Genuine.
I walk on one side of it, and she walks on the other. And if that happens, you have to say something like peanut butter and jelly. Have you ever done this before? So you got to. She goes peanut butter, then I got to say something that matches with peanut butter.
Oh, that's okay. So gay.
You know what I'm saying? It is a little gay. It's
well,
little gay.
Man.
I thought you were going to say, like, she will get upset. Like, it's supposed to be bad luck if you separate.
No, yeah, it is bad luck if you don't say something.
So you have to say peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, yeah, so you got to, or whatever. You can say cookies and milk. You can say fucking shrimp and tartar sauce.
Okay.
You love tartar sauce with shrimp, really? No, not really, right?
You're asking the Jew about shrimp?
Tartar sauce.
Gefilte fish, maybe? I don't know. Smoked
fish. What do they have? Shrimp and cocktail sauce.
Yeah, you did cocktail sauce. Yeah. Yes.
You know.
Tartar sauce is more like a like fish and chips.
Oh, yeah. Or like a crab cake.
A crab cake.
Ooh, tartar sauce
would be great on the fucking... Dude, I'm getting hungry right now. So hungry.
Lewis just came.
Well, you can't have crabs either.
I'm actually allergic to shellfish. I know, I get jewier by the second. Yeah,
really. I will not show my tits.
Can you believe I'm allergic to shellfish and pork? Boom.
Wow.
I think it is very shellfish that you won't show your tits.
Oh.
It's a good one. If he does want a pork, you know.
Oh, yeah. Solid jokes.
That was a great one, Zach.
Mine was pretty good. Shellfish center. You want to show your tits? That was pretty good. It was a nice little pun. Go fuck yourself.
I like the attempt at the wink with it.
Well, I'm old. My face doesn't
know,
do that
like,
anymore.
You're like 58 years old. You're like, do you guys do the peanut butter and jelly? It's like, no, faggot, we don't. That's crazy.
He's like, you guys don't do hopscotch anymore? If you step on a crack, you break your brother's
in
back.
In my days, we used to pass the stick. No, thank you.
She's shitting on you. I'm just being a good co-guest.
Adore you.
So, whatever. We always do this now, right? So if we split something, we got to say something, right? So I'm not even paying attention. I didn't even notice that we split something, right? We could just come out of Cocaine Bear. She goes, cocaine. She just looked at me and goes, cocaine. And I was like, what? And I thought she wanted to do cocaine.
And so then you got down on one knee to propose and you heard it?
I thought she was trying to get me to do blow. And I was like, what? She goes, cocaine. And she looked at me and I was like, what is it? I was like, she's not a drug chick at all. I was like, she want to get
please
cocaine.
Please tell me you smacked your knee right into the pole.
No, dude.
That would have been great.
I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at her as I was walking and it was a curb. And I stepped off the curb and my ankle twisted and my knee twisted at the same time. And I felt a pop. And then I just laid on the ground and I sweated. She laughed and cackled at me. And she was like, you should have said bear. I'm like, my fucking knee. And so now my knee is since then. That was Thursday or maybe Wednesday. Now my knee has been in pain and kind of swollen since then. I have to go back to the fucking doctor. I'm really nervous. It was the same one I got surgery on.
Oh, man.
Same one I got surgery on.
Did the doctor tell you after 3 weeks you could start rocking and rolling, or are you like, or did you push it?
No. He said I could start rocking and rolling. Okay. He said it that way.
Yeah.
He said it in a Jamaican accent.
Boy, go ahead.
You got to rock and roll, man.
After 3 weeks, you got to step on the curb. Don't have your one. Go see Cocaine Bear, Matty Boy, AMC Theater.
You're like, oh, great. After 3 weeks, cool.
They didn't tell you at all. Like,
I just wind them up and just get them.
They all think I'm on coke. It's just the iced coffee.
No, you are on coke.
No, we watch you do coke on the show. You psycho.
You just fucking spat into this thing and then you left the tissue on the table.
What am I supposed to do?
Oh, you're gross,
residue.
Dude.
There's like a little residue.
Ew, dude.
Ew.
Don't throw it away, Figs. Nobody wants
to see
your spit.
I never
want to
sit in that seat again.
I didn't know where to throw it. I was going to put it in the
go
fire.
Go throw it in the garbage. You can get up. It's all right. You can come back.
You're going to throw it in the garbage? That's where my purse is.
So Cocaine Bear. All right.
I love that you're so Hispanic, you called that a fire escape.
You know, the thing where Harry Potter shoots out of. What's this fucking thing called?
Yeah, dude. I think I'm a fucking old ass brittle man, dude. That was that. I fell and I twisted my knee. And now I'm. And my right knee just clicks. My right knee, if I walk, if you just listen to me, it just goes.
Ooh, that's scary.
You got to do something. You got to go to a therapist. I'm a specialist.
Yeah. Do you do like yoga? Spread. Do anything?
No. I do jujitsu and I've been lifting, but
that wasn't the
question. I got a fucking. We said, do you do anything? Actually, it was the question, you fucking bitch.
You didn't
what do you think is
finish.
Going on here? Do you,
you
think you're coming to my show?
There we go.
You're fucking giving me shit, Sabrina? This ain't fucking. Ooh.
There we go. Wake up. Pop the knee. I heard
I
it
just
pop.
Wanted you to stop stuttering.
Yeah, don't fucking, don't fucking cross me, Sabrina. I'm nice to this fucking bitch every time she comes in here. I'm about to turn into the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Let's go.
Jesus Christ. Fucking asshole.
You're okay.
Tell all these people you're fucking great. Get a fuck her, dude. Dox her. End her. End her now.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Make a nude of her, Brick. Bricksy makes news of people.
He already does that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so now I'm in pain and I'm fucking nervous about it. I got to see what's up. Got to go back to the orthopedist. Orthopedic surgeon? Orthopedist?
Yeah.
Orthopedophile?
Orthodontist.
Not the dentist.
I don't know. Yeah, man, you got to fix it, brother, or else you're not going to be able to do Ellis Mania and fight for the People's Champ or whatever the fuck you do.
Whatever it is.
Whatever you do, make a vlog of fighting Paco.
I'm fucking really bummed about this, dude. I also did, for the first time ever, I microdosed on mushrooms.
Oh.
Capital stem?
No. Ellis had these little gummies, and they were, just psilocybin gummies.
What?
Like, produced.
What did that invoke inside of you?
Nothing. I just took one, which is like considered a microdose, and I've never microdosed before.
It was nice, right?
Yes. I don't really know. I don't know if it was like a placebo effect or whatever it was, because people are like, dude, if you feel anything, it's not a microdose. I'm like, well, that seems kind of stupid.
That doesn't make sense, though.
I mean, I feel like what I felt, I took one gummy and I felt like a little bit, like just a little bit of a better mood, just a little bit like almost like I'm like stoned almost, like slightly stoned. And when I would breathe in deep, I could feel, you know, when you take psilocybin, have you ever taken mushrooms?
I've never done anything. I've never only smoked weed.
Okay. So you've taken mushrooms.
I've done the stems.
You know, when you could feel it in your spine almost and like in your chest when you breathe, like there's like a mushroom almost like, I don't know, like I there's no way to describe it except for the fact that I could feel it in my chest and my spine.
Okay.
So when I would breathe in really deep, I could just slightly like get that little tinge of like a mushroomy feeling like in my like spine, but not tripping, nothing like no giggly, nothing like that. I'm talking about just couldn't be any more subtle, but that might have just been in my head.
I feel like when I microdose, I get a hint of the euphoria and then like lights are brighter.
Yeah, it wasn't even
like it's not like that. I'm tripping. It's just everything's a little extra.
It's just a little mild high.
Yeah. The next one, I'm going to try it again. I think I'll take two gummies to see. I'm going to experiment with. What, Shannon, you saying something? Oh. Nope. I thought I heard you say something. Wow.
We're tripping right now.
What do they say is like the full dose of gummies to do like a full trip then?
So this bag had it broken down by the amount of gummies. They were like 1 to 2 gummies microdose, 3 to 4 is a, you know, mid, 5 to 6 was like if you want to have a trip. And then they were like 9+ is like blast off or whatever. Like that's what it'd be. Okay. But when I take mushrooms, I take a full 1/8. Right. And I guess the whole bag was 2.65 grams. So it was less than 1/8 the entire bag of this thing. And it was probably like 15 gummies in the bag.
Okay.
So for me personally, I would have to eat like 2 bags in order to like legitimately blast off.
Do you shit water when you do mushrooms? Every time I've done mushrooms, I shit water for like 2 days.
No, but it does hurt my stomach really bad. Yeah. If I take a little bit of mushrooms, acid, if I take any hallucinogen, it hurts my stomach. I get a burning sensation in my stomach. And this did not do that. That's what I'm so nervous about.
In your stool. Your stool was normal.
My stool's been fine.
So I've had that problem as well, Figs. I think it's food poisoning.
Yeah. You get food poisoning.
That's what mushrooms are. It's essentially you're poisoning.
Like black guck comes out of my ass.
People said that, I guess the shell.
As if they're bad mushrooms, sometimes you can get food
from the Bronx, so they're all bad. Yeah.
People say the shell, like I guess the actual mushroom casing itself is what hurts your stomach. So when they extract the psilocybin from it and they turn it into edibles, it doesn't hurt your stomach anymore. So if that's the case, I would trip. It was pretty enjoyable. It was pretty cool. I understand why people would microdose. It would be, my assumption would be, it's as subtle as taking like a half an Adderall.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like
never
that, like
an Adderall.
You've never taken anything. Sabrina, you need to fucking start doing hard drugs. What are you doing?
I'd try mushrooms, maybe. I
should have brought them on the fucking show. We could have all microdosed on the show.
I would try it, but I'm scared to like do a full trip.
No, if you did what I did, it's so subtle, I don't even think you would like.
That's what I want to try. I just want to try something tiny.
You'd feel nice
around like comfy people.
Yeah. You'd feel great
around comfy people. Not this group.
I am a comfy looking person.
Zach is calming. Figs makes me giggle. Lewis, Yeah, I laugh.
Sabrina,
I
shut the fuck up. You love me. Stop. I don't know what's going on with Sabrina today. Sabrina's in a fucking mood where she's coming at me. Sabrina loves me.
It's because there's another alpha here.
Is it because I bailed on your podcast?
No, you didn't bail yet.
I didn't bail yet.
You didn't bail yet.
Yeah, I kept on saying that, but I will do it. I never
called or texted you.
Wow. This bitch.
I know. I am a real fucking cunt.
Ladies act different when there's multiple alphas in the room, you know?
Yeah. I am the head. Hello.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Zippix Toothpicks for being a longtime supporter of today's show. If you guys are trying to quit or cut back on smoking, Zippix Toothpicks are the answer.
Zippix has supported thousands of people trying to kick that smoking and vaping habit with their sublingual absorption that gets you the nicotine buzz even quicker. Zippix comes in 6 awesome flavors, and you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke. There's no smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts, and they cost a ton less than getting cigs.
And you get to look cool. You got a fucking toothpick hanging out of your mouth. You seem like a badass Latino in the 80s. That's what my vibe is, and that's what I'm going for, and you should be too. ZippixToothpicks.com is a website, Zippix toothpicks.com. When you check out, use the promo code ASS10 and you're going to save 10% off your order. All right, where were we?
Shannon,
get down on your knees, bitch.
What's going on with this UFC fighter? Jeff Molina comes out as bisexual after a video was leaked of him performing oral sex on a man.
Oh boy.
That's a good time to do that.
He's like, hey, you know what? I'm bi.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned it.
So what is this, Shannon? Okay. What happened here? We don't have to watch the video itself.
Yeah, so he's...
No, I want to see the dick sucking video. Pull that up.
He says that he has known for a long time, obviously, that he is bisexual, likes men and women, but he didn't plan on ever coming out about it while he was still a UFC fighter. He didn't want people to look at him and be like, there's that bi UFC fighter, a gay UFC fighter. He just wanted to be like noted for his work. And that he said once this video was leaked, that now it's forced him to come out in a way that he wasn't comfortable with.
Yeah. So what is the video? It's not a porn, because it was the one guy who was on The Ultimate Fighter who did gay porn, like gay for pay shit back in the day, named Dakota.
Shamrock.
No.
Was it Ken Shamrock?
No. It's Dakota something or other. It was a guy who did gay porn. Cochran, yes, it is. And then I thought, you know what it is? You and Sabrina have similar voices, Shannon. Oh, I just realized that. So I thought what Sabrina said, I was like, how do you know that?
Can you believe it?
That would have been like the craziest fact for Sabrina Piper to pull out a very obscure UFC Ultimate Fighter competitor from a decade ago that did gay porn.
Can you, if that was like my secret fetish thing, that was like my secret love.
Way into gay porn.
But of UFC fighters
this
online.
This is not porn. This is... like a personal video, right? That somebody released?
I read like 3 or 4 articles about it, and that's what it appears to be.
That's shitty.
That's happening.
Yeah. A personal video. Yeah.
So if you don't want people to know that you suck dick, you probably shouldn't do it on film.
Yeah.
Not to judge a man's choices.
That's a t-shirt right there, brother. Yeah, put that on a t-shirt.
If you don't want people to know, you can't document
you can't it. Suck, you can't record. If you don't want people to know you suck a dick, don't film it.
Yeah, that's fucking... So did the guy that he was blowing leak it into his mouth? And did he swallow? I need to know these details.
That's not... Information isn't in the article of how it was leaked.
Aww.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. You're fucking just in a, you're in a beer. Because I know his statement on it was something like
Joe Rogan trying to interview you have a mouthful of cum.
Yeah, dude. He's like making light of it now and making jokes about it because you like almost have to. But it's like, goddamn, dude.
That's got to be a rough morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, also.
When you
like,
wake up to like 85 texts.
Yeah. You could win 3 championship belts. You're going to be known as a guy who's sucking cock.
Yeah, also, if you're not like, you're not even gay.
Yeah,
you're just like bisexual. It's like what a terrible thing to fucking have to happen. His mom and dad have to see him sucking cock now.
Yeah, he's showing pictures of him eating pussy. Yeah. He's like, wait, I'm bi. Look, I'm bi. Yeah. Whoa, hold on.
You get a radio show. Lewis backs out of fighting you. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, dude. I mean, look, Ellis owns it though. That's the difference, right? Ellis is bisexual and he fucking sucks dick.
Yeah, he's
camera.
A wild
doesn't give
guy.
A shit, dude. He's ready.
A wild cat. Man.
Yeah, he gets pegged. He just fucking he's ready. But if
fisting,
that's
stuff.
The thing. You have to own it, right? So if you own it, there's like no matter what you are, especially like sexually, like who gives a fuck what you're into, right?
Yeah.
But it's like I think the shame. I guess unless you're into shame, right? But the shame is sort of what people get called out on. So this guy, like, it's unfortunate. Like if he was just a bisexual fighter, nobody would even give. It would have been something that people maybe joked about the very like first day.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're trying to hide it, it's almost like that's what people want to fucking jump on board with.
They see weakness. Yeah. Yeah.
There's probably so many. There's so many like bi or like gay guys. Oh, like, yeah, in USC. For sure.
Yeah.
In the sports industry in general, there's a lot.
So it's the hiding it. It's the bullshit.
Yeah. Fanooks.
A lot of fanooks of it. Yeah. Especially basketball.
So yeah, he came out as bisexual. Fuck.
What does he look like? Does he look like?
Is he hot?
Because like Wolfmate looks like
he's a small guy. He's 125.
Oh, no. Mm.
125.
He's gonna say threesome anyone, but he's also currently suspended, so he's not an active fighter.
Would you have a threesome with two bisexual guys, Sabrina?
I could see it in his face.
If they were really hot, yeah.
Really, and they were into like sucking each other during the threesome. Oh my god. Okay, maybe not
that.
So gay.
No, not that. That's gay. That's gay. You didn't put that part in.
Well, that's a bisexual. Bisexual guys. What if they're making out with each other?
Yeah,
I think I'm okay with that.
Oh my god, that's so sickening. Oh, I'm sorry, Zach. Oh, it makes me sick inside.
Just jealous. It's not you.
That's not true. Do you think I couldn't hook up with guys if I didn't want to? If I want to hook up with guys, I hook up with guys.
Oh, that's gross. You know what I mean? That's bad.
It's just, you know. I mean, I've talked to chicks who are like into that. Chicks who are really into fucking like bisexual.
I'm not sitting here like playing with my pussy over it. I'm just saying, I'm like, maybe. I'd maybe like if they were like really fucking hot, like two like models or something. Yeah.
Shannon, because Shannon has been double teamed, and I keep on bringing it up, and it hurts me every time I bring it up. Shannon's been double teamed.
You haven't been fucked in 5 years and you've been double teamed?
Yeah, she's been double teamed.
Natalie, can we put the sexy music on, please?
No, Shannon, would you have sex with two bisexual men that were hooking up at the same time?
I think that would take me out of it. Like, because to me, that's not a turn on. And so I think it would be too distracting for me. I don't think so.
Natalie, yes, obviously. Natalie's.
That's fucking, my ideal three.
Natalie's flicking her beam right now to this.
I'm going to come immediately.
Two little fucking gay dudes fucking fucking each other. She's even going to get involved.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about that life. I'm about that life. Let him go crazy. I'll just hang out, you know. I'll hang on. I'll put on a VHS, you know, watch something Homeward Bound. You know, watch that in the background. You guys go for it. You tag me in when you're ready. Triple threat match. I'm about that life, motherfucker.
I'm about that
life. Even fun if the homies can't have fun.
Yeah, come on. What are we doing here? Who wants hummus? I'll get the carrots and the hummus. Lesbian treats or whatever we eat. Okay, whatever you guys like.
Natalie's just hosting twinks fucking each other. She's catered in.
She answered the door in a smoking jacket.
Hey guys, come on in. Got mild cheddar, pepper jack. You know?
Those are their names.
Pepper Jack is a great name. This is my boyfriend, Pepper Jack.
This is my boyfriend. Monterey Jack. Big guy, that's Monterey. Monterey.
That's our foreign friend, Greer.
Greer. Come on in, guys.
Oh, shit, dude.
But it was smoking jacket on? You got to get a smoking jacket, Natalie.
Yeah.
That's a hot look.
You got to pipe up those bubbles.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, I get you're not alone. I think a lot of chicks are out there would get into that, but I just fucking...
It's not my top fantasy.
Yeah.
I just want to...
What is your top fantasy?
My top fantasy?
Turn on the sexy music.
Sexy been on a long time ago.
I don't know my top fantasy, but I will tell you who I fantasize about the most. The porn star, James Dean.
James Dean. I jerk off to James Dean, too.
I love James Dean.
You jerk off to the allegations.
No, I jerk...
That's what I jerk off to, actually.
I jerk off to James Dean. He does, like, a series of porn...
Yeah,
where he fucks like regular chicks, right? Where they're like fans, right?
And wow, chicks, where do I sign up?
No, you on his website.
Okay,
on jamesdean.com.
Who wants to do this with me? Who wants to help me out?
A comedian did this. A comedian, a female comic did this. Okay, and she fucked him, and we reviewed it on Legion of Skanks like years ago.
Hi, I'm Sheba Mason, and I'm getting cocked down by James Dean. Make sure you come to the 8 o'clock show.
If you bring 10 friends,
he's into a Sheba Mason. Let me get my bra out. This is the Sheba Mason. Oh,
my God. I can see areola. I just wanted to point that out.
No, you can't. You're fine.
Yeah, all you got to do is mention Sheba Mason. Tits start coming out.
No,
it's not the tits.
This is
it's
like
the
a
side.
Cool, like a cool sequel to Beetlejuice. Just say Sheba Mason.
It's the side. It's the side of the always red bra.
You got to do an OnlyFans. How many people have told you that?
Shut the fuck up. I'm not doing an OnlyFans.
She hates
it.
By the way, she not only does she not want to do OnlyFans, she hates the suggestion.
As I said it.
And I'll tell you why. Because I know Sabrina. Sabrina works very hard at being a comic. I already know what is going on here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you make, that's why she got salty before.
Yeah.
Because when you make that suggestion, she feels like you're fucking, you know, you're disparaging the fact that she's working hard at being a comic.
Yeah.
But we're not, we're separating the art from the artist. And we're just saying that the separate Sabrina would be awesome at OnlyFans.
Let Playboy pay me. Let Playboy. That's Let me amazing. Go into publications. Let me do.
I'm so broke.
When I was like a double zero, I modeled years ago. Yeah.
I'm not doing that anymore, I put myself in other people's positions because I'm so fucking broke. So in my head, I'm like, oh my God, make money, girl. I'm like, make tons of money.
To be fair,
as I said it, I realized you're not broke. You're wealthy.
Okay, well, I'm not wealthy.
Yeah.
My family's comfortable. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know that, but we all did assume that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so poor man's view, I'm like, oh my God, if I was Sabrina.
But I'm not gonna be a fucking whore.
Yeah, no, you don't have to. You don't have to. I'm just thinking strictly cash.
Okay, but okay, some people will still send me, you know this, for no reason.
Because I sent it to her.
Actually, dick I'm picks, still waiting cash. On I'm waiting on that $100 that the fan sent you.
That
whatever.
Is right. Somebody did give me $100 for Sabrina. No. Just because he gave her money, then I started trashing
it.
Then I started shaming him, and then he was like, oh, this turns me on. Louis is shaming me.
I got another Venmo from the Joan Jett of comedy. What the fuck is this?
He loved it. He sent us all money, and it was great. I'm like, that's good. Why put my body is for like me and whoever I'm fucking.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I like it that way.
And to be honest with you, there's a lot of fucking hot chicks in comedy, and most of them don't do OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying? And also, I'm not knocking any chicks who do OnlyFans.
I'm not knocking when I say that.
If you're comfortable with your fucking body, like I'm not comfortable with my body, dude. If I had a big dick and a nice ass, I'd fucking do an OnlyFans right now, doggy.
Yeah.
Throw it out there. Why not?
Let's I was thinking about doing like a little dick OnlyFans.
I love myself. I'm just like, I don't want to do that.
No, of course.
That's not for me.
That's also not a crazy, it's not a crazy, you're not saying anything crazy. 99% of women would not do an OnlyFans.
I would hope so. There's four
women in the studio right now that wouldn't do it. And Shannon should.
Yeah.
Shannon, if Shannon just did feet and bra pics, she'd fucking kill it. Like, whoa. But whatever.
I've been telling her, put on a bra for one of the episodes. Watch us get 30 fucking million views.
Yeah. Why don't you put on a bra for one of the episodes? Oh!
I put on bras. I do drugs. I do everything. I dance. I do whatever I got to do. Oh, I'm a
Shannon,
sellout. That's
you.
This was strictly a sellout's perspective. Because 99% of men would do OnlyFans.
I have to put more money in my parking. Sorry, guys.
Oh, there we go. Your phone's going to go off. Your phone's going to go off in 2 seconds. Ka-doing, ka-doing, ka-doing. Sorry for Figs. He was out of pocket. Here's $750. You want to go to Wise Guys on March 30th? By the way, Shannon, I will wear a bra. I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea.
Audi dealership in the Race Live Chat says, I wish Random would shoot up the studio right now. That's nice.
Oh, man.
Aww.
That is
Random.
Random.
All right, really quick, we must take a moment and thank one of our new sponsors on the show, which is the Freeze Pipe. I love the Freeze Pipe. If you guys like to smoke weed, as I do, or vape, or whatever it is, you know that it can be very harsh on the lungs, it can be harsh on the throat. Who wants to feel terrible when they're smoking weed? You're trying to get high, you're trying to feel good. This is where Freeze Pipe has you covered. You guys have probably thrown an ice cube in a bong before or done something similar. They've taken this concept and they've brought it to the next level.
The secret to Freeze Pipe is it has a freezable glycerin chamber in the pipe, in the bong, whatever you're using, and you just got to put it in the freezer for just about an hour, and then as you smoke, it passes through the icy chamber, so by the time it hits your throat, it hits your lungs, it's ice cold. It feels awesome. There is no better way to smoke.
Yep, zero chest and throat pain. It is the best way to do it. So for the smoothest smoking experience, if you want a bubbler, bong, or just a glass pipe, just go to thefreezepipe.com. That is thefreezepipe.com. And use the promo code RAP when you check out. You're going to save 10% off your entire order. This is a great gift for that smoker in your life. Thefreezepipe.com. Use the promo code RAP for 10% off your entire order. Shipping is always free, and your throat and lungs will thank you. All right, where were we? So speaking of OnlyFans, OnlyFans model is suing her ex-boyfriend for $6 million for taking over her social media accounts and posting revenge porn. Shannon, give me some of this information.
Okay. So how these two met is he was somebody that was like out there telling people that he could boost their social media following. So he brought her from like a couple of thousand followers to millions of followers. So then they started dating after they broke up.
the Real Ass Dude of the fucking week.
So maybe. She also has, she has two different OnlyFans accounts. She has one that's like whatever normal stuff, and then she has another, an explicit one that's $30 a month. So he, after they broke up, hacked into all of her social media accounts, including OnlyFans, and started posting explicit pictures of her that were like just for him. So she eventually...
Wait, were they not from the explicit account? They were from his collection?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And so it took her like 2 months or something to get the passwords changed back. But then afterwards, now she is suing him for $6.3 billion.
Billion?
Billion.
Yeah, billion.
Billion.
And that's $10,000 for every follower that she
billion.
Has.
You said million, Shen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I wrote it wrong. But yeah, it's $10,000 per follower that she has is what she's suing him for.
Wow.
This is her if you want to see her.
Let's see. What's that?
Oh, I know that girl. Oh, I've seen her 1,000 times. She's got a bunch of stuff leaked on Reddit.
It's probably from him.
Thanks, brother. Thank you, pal. Thank you. Take off.
Look at this good Samaritan.
Thank you, Quavo. She's like, I've seen her 1,000 times.
My OnlyFans is free for the next hour.
Whore. Dude, yeah, that's
not,
gross.
That's
gross.
Not my type of chick.
But yeah. she's a like there's
you like this type of chick, Figs. This is your type of chick.
No, she's too fake for me. I like her tongue. She's got a long tongue. It's kind of sexy.
Wait, but... that's coming up. Hold on. Okay, sorry.
Spoiler alert.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know what I mean? She's
that's where she made her money.
That's where she makes
was
money.
Was that tongue?
It's all the tongue. Oh, yeah, look at that.
Wow.
I mean, just imagine what that could do to your colon. Just take the refried beans right off the...
I mean, what is a long tongue? Unless you are down with a girl tonguing your asshole, and I'm not, but...
You hit it on the nail there, guy.
You like your asshole being eaten.
Yeah, a little tongue.
Your girl tongues your butt.
Yeah, that's, I can't say that live.
I mean, obviously, that's the only
yes.
That's yes.
No, my girl's never done that. As I looked down and did everything in the line, I was like, no, she's never done that. No.
You did all the tells at the CIA. He went,
no. Kiss himself in the head with a hammer. No, I like tongues. I think tongue is, it's like sexy. Just
so yeah, but for I guess for kissing, but a long tongue for kissing would be
but sucking your balls too and licking your cock.
But I don't need that. Do I need a tongue to come out of the mouth to suck my cock like a lizard?
Like roll around, wrap around the head and stuff.
Honestly, I think a smaller tongue might work better for a blowjob, dude. You want to fucking space in the mouth.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. But anyways, I've seen her 1,000 times. Yeah, she's one of the, like, she's like an OnlyFans porn star kind of chick.
Can't call them a porn star. They're not porn stars.
Yeah.
They're just whores that posted themselves.
I mean, I don't know. I think they're hardworking women.
Billions, though. She's making money. Billions. That's crazy. That's not.
Yeah, she's not going to get that, obviously, you know. But
she was making a lot of money. More than $100,000 a year just on her tongue stuff.
$100,000 a year isn't that much for tongue stuff, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, $30 a month for explicit stuff, that's gross. Or like when people are like, $4.99 for my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, well, that's I think rough. It's so.
Sometimes it's
a different, it's a different way of looking at it, right? So it's, you're not, I mean, I guess, yes, technically you're selling a nude of yourself for $10, right? But if you were to do, let's say if you don't give a shit, right? And let's say you were to do a nude shoot for some magazine, right? Let's say you get paid even $10,000 for that shoot, which that would, I think a lot of women go like, all right, maybe that's worth it, right? Let's say that's the number, whatever the number is to each person, to each their own, right? You know, that one photo gets shared to fucking millions of people, maybe even more, you know what I'm saying? So I think when guys are buying it the way that they're buying it, number one, I think they're less inclined to share it. Like the shit that gets shared for OnlyFans, it's like leaked and it's on sites and OnlyFans goes through the trouble. They have like a legal team that they get shit taken down.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. I understand why it's not exactly like, oh, I'm selling a picture of my pussy for $10. If you're making $100,000 a month or $50,000 a month, that's really what it's worth to you. You know what I mean? You're saying, all right, for $50,000 a month, I'm willing to let people see my naked body. And I think that's a little easier to swallow than, you know, just selling your nude for $10.
Yeah.
Why am I defending OnlyFans whores so much?
Yeah, you really are. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Stop it, I should be saying what you're saying right now, and you should be defending these whores.
I don't want to defend these whores.
You know what? Fuck these
bitches. I want to defend the fucking whores.
I think it's great. I would never do an OnlyFans, though. I've never done it. You know, I just go on Reddit like everybody else. You go on Reddit, you see what's leaked, and usually you get a little something. But the elite girls, you cannot find it on Reddit.
Well, there was the MMA fighter who sucked that dick-sucking video. Like, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's like you can't find it on the internet. There's a few things that, like, I don't even know how they get rid of it. There was that other chick who her shit got leaked. She's a WWE chick now. Natalie Lareda. No, Paige's shit. That's easy to find. That's on every porn site.
Yeah.
That's my once every 3 months go to.
Yeah.
I fucking have a nice little. So me and Paige have had some nice sessions together. No, that chick, Natalie Romantic. Lareda, who's like a smoking hot MMA chick, like a Cuban bitch. Lola Spice, I guess is her name now. She's in like WWE next. But there was like nudes of her that got leaked. And I searched everywhere.
We search hard sometimes.
Not there. I couldn't find them.
Yeah.
I think they might do like cease and desist.
I have no idea, but like you'll find it. And then at the bottom of Google, it'll say that things were removed. But you got to have like a fucking team of people that know how to do that, that are like on it. I wonder how much that costs. I'm really just trying to figure out how to get the Bobby Kelly blowjob video removed from the internet. Can we please, for the love of God? For the love of God, I got it before my son gets a fucking phone.
Every time you buy your son a tablet, you're a little nervous.
Yeah, dude. let's see. Find it all on 4chan. I've never been able to even get to 4chan. Yeah, no, when I click on it, it looks like binary code. It looks like I don't know what 4chan is. I don't know how it works. Yeah. I don't know. Like Reddit, I started to understand the upvote, the downvote. It all makes sense now. Yeah. 4chan just seems like there's no rhyme or reason to what's happening.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's for those nudes. I think that's why.
You got to really know what
you gotta know how to navigate 4chan.
Mm-hmm. You ever go on Reddit, you start clicking stuff, and you're like, all right, I'm taking a risk. All right, you click this, another window opens. You're like, all right, click this, and then Obama pops up on your laptop. No. Anyway, what else are stories we got?
Well, that's the thing. When you try to find the leak shit, because you're a creep.
But you start going to like weird websites happens, and
so if you type
pop-ups.
You type in OnlyFans leaks, right? Yeah. You click on something and then they're like, you fucking dirty dog.
Yeah, like we're gotcha. Gonna,
you're getting viruses.
Like you could tell the video's playing in the background, but there's like a pop-up.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta right, click on an X, you're and that X is actually just a link that takes you to some fucking dark web shit, dude. It's a problem.
You gotta find the right X. You know, the real one to close it.
Yeah. Like, not the only time when Lewis looks at porn, he's clicking on X's.
Oh, damn. Come on now. Sensitive topic.
All right,
great construction of the joke.
Louisiana judge orders child rapist to be chemically castrated after serving a 35-year sentence. Is the sentence already over, Shannon, or he just got convicted?
No, he just got convicted.
Just got convicted. Okay. Yeah.
And he's eligible for parole after 25 years, but that's still forever. He's 34.
34-year-old guy rapes a child. They're going to chemically castrate this guy.
Great.
Yeah. I think that's it. Yeah.
Chemically castrate his balls and turn into the Joker? Like, what is going to happen? What do you mean by that?
No, they make you infertile.
Yeah, they inject your balls with shit, but not only infertile. Apparently, like it kills your libido.
Yes.
It's good. not just, I think
that's a very fair. Yeah, we should be doing that for anybody who does shit like that.
If I was a pedophile, I would just volunteer for that, right? Like, that should be something like, I think I'd want to fucking, like, you know.
Yeah.
I think you'd probably not be thinking sanely or normally.
If you're a pedophile, you're like, I want to feel that stuff. You don't want to get
I think you probably would.
You don't want to get chemical X in your balls.
My assumption is, don't most pedophiles probably just walk around with like the torture of not fucking children? I'm assuming most of them don't fuck children, right? Yeah. So you're walking around just horny all fucking day, looking at these hot little kids. I mean, what are you going to do? You're all built up, all pent up, dude. Fucking first time we talk to a kid, he starts coming everywhere, dude.
Your Saturdays are shot. Those are soccer days.
Yeah, dude. I think I'd rather just fucking just castrate me, get it over with. Like, let me just live my life as somebody who's not interested in sex.
Yeah. You don't think he deserves more than that? Like,
he's in jail.
Child,
no, he's in jail.
He's going to jail for 30 years.
He's in jail.
Yeah.
35 years. And then the 1 week before he gets out of jail, right when he's looking at getting out, they're going to chemically castrate him.
Just defrag those balls.
And you said, Shannon, it's 9 states where chemical castration is legal.
Yes, because they're saying that they don't know a lot about the drug that's in the injection. And so it's a controversial drug.
Someone's cock is going to turn into Bane.
But it's like if you're gonna test it on anyone, you may as well test it on a child predator. Yeah,
I got no problem with this. I think it's a fucking good good solution.
Do you have a video of somebody getting that injection?
Can we see any more information about chemical castration?
Oh, do you want to see what the guy looks like real quick, and then I'll look it up? This is the guy.
Well, it looks like me. Thanks, Shannon. Can we not show what the guy looks like, Shannon?
Rattlesnake. Rattlesnake. Rattlesnake.
Dude, look at his face. He's like,
worth it. Hey, just so you know, would do it again.
Oh, no, poor guy. He's got that look, though, you know?
Yeah.
He's got that fucked up look. Something's wrong with him.
Scary.
Shannon, do we have any information on chemical castration?
And by fucking kid, we mean like a kid. Like
it was
not,
under 13.
Not didn't forget to check ID.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And by poor guy, I mean like go to hell and die, but...
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like,
okay,
but secretly, wink, wink, we feel for you, bro. Come on, dude.
Yeah,
you slipped up. You played in traffic.
Needling the balls is rough.
Do you have a video, Shannon?
Oh, I don't have a video. I have more information. So it is actually not a form of sterilization.
So you can still have kids.
You can still have kids, yeah. It just drops the testosterone level in the body, so it takes away your sex drive. And that same drug is also used to treat certain types of cancer.
Question. If I take Blue Chew, can I fuck kids again?
Interesting. Maybe if your penis is stimulated.
Maybe.
It'll just work.
Our sponsor, everybody. Guys, we're going to take a moment to make a break for the show.
Oh, something not only do you want to fuck kids, then the kids got to know what they're doing for you to stay hard. What a conundrum.
Some side effects of the castration includes osteoporosis, cardiovascular disease, impaired glucose and lipid metabolism.
Sounds depression, like a Claritin.
Depression, hot funny. Flashes. It's basically all the stuff of menopause.
Wow. You become an old grouchy lady. Damn.
You become what you don't want to fuck.
Yeah, well.
Start calling everyone Shug.
And Shug.
Good for them. I like it. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for World News with Mike Figgs. Folks. Damn, good timing.
Sorry, technical difficulty.
This is my fault. Hold on just one moment. Sorry. Coming.
Are we kidding? Are we kidding? Is this hard? We knew it was coming up.
Sorry, I've been thinking about that three-way for
so
45
sorry about
minutes
it.
Now.
No, really, I've been on Amazon looking at smoking jackets.
So we're going to go to India, where there is an Indian firm deploys software for work-life balance. We are with the head of the company, Punjabi Jinjari.
Very good.
Punjabi.
Very good.
Punjabi, tell us a little bit about this work-life balance software that's going to help everyone balance their work and life.
Sorry, there's a problem with the connection. Repeat question one more time.
I said, it's the figs.
Sir, please listen.
Have you tried unplugging it and plugging it back in?
We've tried everything. Mr. Gomez, can you give us a copy of your Con Edison bill, please?
Well, hold on. How do I know that this is a...
No. Trust me. Get a piece of paper that give your information to me. Then I can answer the question.
Shannon, I think that this is not Punjabi Hinjari. I think that this guy's trying to scam me out of my
Mister,
personal information.
Please.
I think he hacked into the call, I think.
Okay.
Please. If I need to speak to Mr. Sutton of Ralph.
Figs hacks into everything, to be honest. All right, we're going to Jamaica, where we are next week. We're excited. Three men have been rushed to the hospital following a drive-by shooting in Bird Sucker Lane, Kingston. We are right now with one of the three men who was shot in the buttocks.
Wait, what did I? The girl, you know, you walk past a girl in the airport and she says something like butter, and you can be like, what do you mean butter? What? And then you slip on the crack. Butter boy, me slip on the crack. Butterscotch. She wanted me to say scotch. She said butter, right? And I didn't say scotch. Me look at her like, why I say butter? We just start cooking beer, girl. What's your problem? What's your problem? We're sold out, girl. And girl, somebody shoot me upon me buttocks. Me girl right here. What? Go ahead, girl. What up? What you say? When we went to pole, what you say?
I shoot you in the buttocks.
She said, yes. What? Shoot me in the buttocks, girl.
He's on fire.
My buttocks boom boom bad.
And this happened on Bird Sucker Lane. Were you there to meet a UFC fighter?
That's right, I was there. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. Ripley's believe it or not. I was here.
All right, let's go to Scotland. We're in Scotland where Snoop Doggy Dog touches down to the sound of bagpipes. Snoop Dogg made his... was it his first appearance in Scotland? Who knows? But we have Scotty Scotsman here, who was there, one of the lead bagpipes players. How excited were you to meet Snoop Dogg and to welcome him to your country?
You know, I really didn't expect that. You know, I thought it was going to be Conor McGregor or somebody. There's a lot of black people coming into Scotland. I'm not too happy about it.
Okay, well.
Honestly, not too happy about it. If you want me to be honest with you, not happy about it. You know, skinny tall guy. Like, what do you know?
What's the problem with black people entering your country?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to sound rude, but, you know, our country is happy the way it is, yeah? It's a very peaceful land in Scotland.
So you're saying black people aren't peaceful?
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying, but, you know, it's quiet here in Scotland.
You're saying they're loud people.
No, I'm not saying that, but, you know, it's clean here in Scotland. So very clean.
Hold on, what are you saying? You're saying they're dirty people.
That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, people work hard here in Scotland.
Oh, my God. Are you implying that black people are not hard workers?
You know, I thought Martha Stewart was going to come down because next thing you know, Snoop Doggy Dogg. I don't listen to that garbage.
You know, so you're not a hip-hop fan?
No, we only listen to folk music here. Singer-songwriter.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Scottish Godsman in Scotland. Thank you very much, World News with Mike Figgs. Yay.
Bye, bye. They're racist over there in Scotland.
They really are, dude. Holy shit.
Racist. Jesus Christ.
That really made me laugh. Scotty Scotsman.
Yeah, the names are always great.
Shannon, what is this meteorologist? What happened to her? Meteorologist collapses live on air.
I'll play the video for you.
Could you make an accent? My girlfriend's going to be like, okay, I got shot in the buttocks.
Saturday, March 18th. Welcome to KCAL News.
I didn't want to take your time.
Streaming on CBS News Los Angeles. I'm Rachel Kim.
And I'm Michelle Medina in for Sheba, who is ready for some sunshine.
Sheba Mason. It does work.
She joins us live in the studio. Alyssa, this really is the calm.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. The Sybil Simon. The Simon. She might. That should have been a microdose.
Jamie Yukis.
Oh no. Oh damn. Oh.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how I look
when I'm getting fucked from behind.
Yeah,
look like a female orgasm.
It looked like an orgasm.
If that's not the reaction gift for any time someone's telling you a boring story.
Oh yeah, just fucking girl. Is she all right?
So they brought her to the hospital. Apparently, she has previously she was diagnosed with a heart condition, so they're thinking it has to do with that. But there haven't been any updates because this just happened.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a bad look.
All right, Shannon. Also, pull up the teenager passing out multiple times on a slingshot ride because I feel like she also looks like she was having an orgasm.
I would like to say that the other newscaster had great big tits.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%.
Beautiful woman. The one that cut to her, very nice.
Newscasters are looking tweet.
And this happens, I guess, very often. People are passing out on these rides from like the G-force pressure or some shit.
Yeah, this is horrible. I don't like this bitch at all.
Passes out right away.
Yeah. Oh no!
Now that is an orgasm face.
Oh, yo!
Then she wakes up, starts screaming. This is literally like every girl I've ever had sex with.
Yeah.
12.
This never looks fun. Oh boy.
Then she's gone. And she's out again.
There's so many of these. This does not look
fine. It also just looks like it's going to hurt your neck.
Like, can you get whiplash from this?
Maybe.
There's got to be lawsuits. Oh,
my son may be going on one of these rides, and it was fucking... I hated it so much.
I would never do it.
He loves like a fucking daredevil fucking ride. I hate it.
I'm sick watching this.
Thank you. Yeah.
Dude, have you ever done the Daredevil swing at Six Flags?
I've never even been on a roller coaster.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you terrified of heights?
I'm so terrified. I'm terrified of dropping from heights.
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
I'm really scared of heights. Like, I get really, really nervous and scared, like, up high on a fucking balcony, anything. And I, you know, once in a while I'll do it, but have you done the Daredevil swing, Zach?
Back when I could fit into that shit, yeah.
Zach, you could currently fit in. They allow three people. I think they'd allow just you.
Okay.
A Daredevil swing?
Yeah, I've done a bunch of dumb shit like that, yeah.
Oh, is it like the one that goes like this? And
so they essentially, you could probably find video of it. So essentially they strap you in to like a thing. You could be up to three people in like a harness. You stand on a platform and then they actually don't tell you. It's the biggest dick move that they do. I was like, all right, hold on now. And then they drop the platform from underneath you, and you drop forward, like on your face almost.
Oh,
like you.
Hell no.
So look, and then they pull you up by these fucking harnesses, right? Oh. Look, this is you right in the fucking middle. There's three of you.
Right? And they keep flipping.
Dude, they keep going. Dude, it's so crazy how high you're going. Natalie, have you done this? You're from Jersey.
Not this specific one, but similar shit.
Just like, pause it for a second. Look,
when there's hurricanes, they use that to like get people out the water.
I mean, it goes so high, and it keeps going, keeps going, keeps going, keeps going. All right, you can play it again. And then they make you pull the thing yourself. They go, they're like, all right, when you're ready. And then you, one person, it's their job to fucking just pull it, and you have to release yourself, and you just careen toward the earth.
No.
Nope.
No.
It's fucking horrifying.
No, thank you.
I get sick, like legit motion sickness.
I'm sick watching this.
Yeah.
But you did that.
I've done it. Yeah, I did it every time. Every time I go to Six Flags, I do it.
That's hot.
Look at this. Just fucking bang. Nope. This is specifically the one at Six Flags too, right?
Nope. And you see the video where the fucking string gets detached. And
I mean, I just feel like it just takes some idiot making just one dumb mistake and leaving an extra fucking 8 feet or whatever it is. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure there's probably 30 feet between you and the ground. It just feels like that.
See, I'm less scared of shit like this than I would be of like much smaller rides at like a local thing. Because this, like, engineers worked on this, put it together. They're checking it.
But it's still a bunch of teenage kids that are running the rides.
Yes,
that are those teenage kids didn't put it together.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. When I say it still just takes a teenage kid to just be a fuck up. There is a way. Has there ever been an accident in the history of Daredevil Swing, Shannon?
There was something happened at Six Flags not too long ago.
Yeah.
Where a kid got the shit went up open and he fell off and died.
It wasn't Six Flags, but I know
exactly. Was it in India? Where was it?
No, it was here. It was a big black kid, fat black kid.
Yeah, but that was like a regular. That was like a carnival, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh no,
it was bigger. It was like a Disney type thing.
I think it was a fair.
It was that ride.
I think it was
maybe
a fair.
It was a fair. I see what
like
you're saying. You're saying the shitty
one.
We watched
the
video, and it was a bigger ride than a shitty carnival ride.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So because I remember it was one of the ones where it was like almost like you drop from a high thing.
Yes.
Right.
And his thing came up before he hit the ground. He just flew out, and his body just fucking dude, really fucking sad. But it's horrifying. Like if it's simply being strapped into something and my body going around, like I don't get really terrified of that the whole time in my head, especially when I'm with my son. I'm like, dude, if this thing fucking pops open and he flies out, like, that's actually a great Big J joke. I don't know if he's ever done it on stage, but he should do it on stage. He's talked about it on podcast. He's like, because if that happens when your kid flies out, you still have to, like, go with the rest of the ride and be like, oh, no. It's such a
it
funny.
It takes your picture.
Like, no, fuck, dude. But yeah, that, like, I just play it over and over again in my head. Like, and then very often, like, I'll be on the same ride as my son. I'm a big guy, right? My son's a little skinny kid. So they'll put the thing down over me and it'll go, and it'll be on my stomach. But then there's that much space between my son's stomach. I'm like, how is this possible? Like, that's okay. And I just hold on to him and I'm trying not to make him freak out. But I'm holding on to him, like, dear fucking God,
please.
Dude. Like, oh my God, it's horrifying. Has there ever been an accident on the Daredevil swing, Shannon?
So nothing on the Daredevil swing. As far as slingshot rides, there's this one, which we did watch a little bit ago. You can share this. But it's no one died. It was just like a weird thing where the cable snapped.
Yeah, a lot of these, like, so you go down to Myrtle Beach. We did the slingshot ride in Myrtle Beach. It's been the same slingshot ride for 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, how often are they checking the cables? How often is there a fucking person?
Yeah.
Like, the guy in charge, he's got three teeth. He's like, all right.
Yeah.
He's in charge.
And he's 17.
Yes. And I just don't trust.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
There's the term clonies, right? These are people that, like, people that work at carnivals are, you know, of a certain caliber human being. They didn't, they're not good.
They're not good. They're like meth heads.
Yes.
They're garbage. So they're interns here at Gas Digital.
They're as dumb as Ralph's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Doggy, they're
flat earthers.
Doggy, I have so much fear of that. And that's across the board. The people who get jobs at amusement parks are just teenage kids, and they're just kids. And also, even the big amusement parks, like, I almost feel like they're even less accountable. The same way that I'll, like, steal from, like, a big department store because it's like, we're dropping the bucket. Like, I'll let people die at a big amusement park. Yeah. Who cares?
Who's checking? They have a checklist.
It's Disney. It's nothing. It means nothing to them, dude.
You know what I just read about Disney today? Hmm. That parents go there and leave their kids. You ever heard about that?
What?
That they, it's a normal thing that parents, when they want to leave the family, like run away from the family, they do it at Disney to like soften the blow. And once a year,
oh, they leave their kids.
There's
like,
four or five kids that get stranded. And there's this one story about a kid on the Indiana Jones ride. His dad goes, I'm going to go to the bathroom. He gets to the end of the ride. His dad doesn't come back. He gets one of the cast members.
His dad runs away and grabs his hat right before the door closes.
And he goes, he asks the guy, he goes, I couldn't find my father. They later find that night on camera that he left. Left his kid on the thing and left the park. They never saw his dad again. And they say this is a common thing in Disney World where
they didn't
leave
find the
kids.
Guy? How dumb was this kid where he couldn't charged. Identify himself?
No, he lost his father. Like his father.
Hey, idiot.
Maybe
where
his
do
mom.
You live?
Yeah. What's your name, fuckface? Maybe that's why your dad left you. You're so stupid.
Yeah, so that's crazy. The amusement parks just fucking suck.
That's
let the scary. Kid drive the car. Go.
I
fast.
Mean, in order to ditch your kid, you would have to have never registered him for school. You'd there'd have to be like you can get. I mean, even
or like leave the family. Like maybe you go with your wife, and then you leave your wife.
Also, you
don't
pay for your Disney ticket, and then you dip. Like they have your name.
Once you leave the hospital with your kid, right? I mean, how easy is it to get rid of your kid at that point?
Yeah, I guess.
So let's say you leave the hospital.
Like they plan it. Like,
but listen,
you know,
let's say you have a kid, right?
Yeah.
You name the kid, birth certificate, whatever, right? Yeah. They don't really check on that kid again. Like that's it. I can go home and just fucking technically just fucking throw it away, right? And nobody would know until he's supposed to be in school 5 years later. But there's no continuity there. There's no like there's nobody going like that kid never made it to school. What happened to that kid? Or is there? Like if a little kid goes missing. It's probably, if you're going to murder, here's what I'm saying, the takeaway from this, if you're going to murder somebody, do it.
Four and younger.
Four and younger.
Before pre-K.
I thought you were saying murder a foreign youngster.
Oh, that's
find an immigrant.
Find Pepe. That's horrible. But parents do that shit.
I'm saying, how often does that happen? Like, because you do hear about people leaving babies in dumpsters, right?
Or like firehouses.
Yeah.
Churches.
Yeah.
But like, how often do they trace that baby?
That's a good question, man.
Because there's no like
they trace a lot of teenagers when teens like dump their kids when they have a dumpster baby. Yeah. You know, and they always like throw them out. They're always like, well, we're gonna find you, it's DNA. And they always get those.
But
moms.
Is that but do like they have the can they test the DNA of the baby and then find the mom from that? Or do they have to like be like, all right, this baby was born obviously in the past 3 days. They checked the local hospitals for you know the most likely 16-year-old Puerto Rican girl.
Yeah.
Has there been any 16-year-old Puerto Rican girls here?
Have you been with Luis J. Gomez?
Yeah, that's crazy. You can't do the DNA thing unless the mom has a record.
I don't know. Yeah.
Right. Trace that baby is the world's saddest game for EMTs. Oh, they use the truck. Draw a little body.
Well, in the Rates of Life chat, they just said sell the kid on the black market. But could you sell a baby? Could you have a baby and sell it? How easy is it to get away with that?
Wayfair.
That was the thing. You're right.
Yeah, remember?
But like that, and how much is a baby worth? I'm just saying, guys. This might
can you use afterpay?
Definitely
ethnicity.
More than you would make on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I think ethnicity matters.
Sabrina. Maybe. Make a baby. Sell
ruin
it.
Ruin my body.
I still want to ruin the bod.
Damn.
By the way, real quick, you guys are talking about rides. Remember that that kid, the 14-year-old that fell on that ride and died? That in Florida.
Yeah.
So the amusement park owner was fined $250,000, not the owner, the guy who operated the ride, $250,000 fine and a lifetime ban from operating other rides.
Oh, nuts.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Where is he getting $250,000 though? I mean, that's fucking crazy.
That's just like life saving.
But who gets
forever.
That money? The government goes, cool, ka-ching, dead kid, we get to fine you. Does that money go to that family? What is the fine there?
You know that family is never going to see that money.
Well, the family is going to sue the amusement park.
Yeah, it says they're suing the owner, the manufacturer, and the landlord.
You sue everybody. Your kid dies. You sue fucking the potato chip company that they're selling at the fucking park. I'm suing NASA for being space above the park's fucking head. Are you out of your mind, dude? My kid is dead. That is fucking crazy.
It's horrible. $250,000, that's worth a life, you think? $250,000?
That's low.
$250,000 is kind of low.
That's really low. But I think that's just a fine for, you
know. Just for Giuseppe, who was on the running the machine.
Yeah.
It sucks. I hate those places. They all stink. They're all gypsies there trying to get your money. Like, oh, do a basketball shot. Meanwhile, the hoop is this big. Yeah. It's all an optical illusion.
Shannon, is there a list? We got to get it here soon, but is there a list of like the scams for carnival rides, like why you can't win them? I'm sure there is. Right, because the basketball hoop was the one thing, right? It's all kind of bent.
Then there's
is
ball
it actually
thing.
Smaller?
It's bent, yeah.
It's the shape.
You can get it. You can get it in, but it's way harder than it looks. It's not because you're using this little small basketball, and you're like, I can get that. That's so easy. Yeah. And then every time it goes, ba-dong.
Well, yeah. The ducks are always hard. The
ducks
fish,
are hard.
The little I fish going it. Around. I found a list. The first one is the milk bottle pyramid.
Let's see. Let's get a visual, Shannon.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Where you like toss the little thing?
You guys should do this in Jamaica. Sorry. That'd be funny.
Shannon, I think Ralph has approved swimming with the dolphins, depending on the price.
I want to look up the place and make sure they're not mean to the dolphins. But
Shannon, it's Jamaica. Definitely mean to the dolphins.
Come here, boy. Come here. Yeah, you want to wear the dolphin? Yeah, come here, girl. Yeah, beautiful smile. Beautiful smile. Get here, you blood clot dolphin. Butt in my rotten dolphin.
They fucking beat the fuck out of these dolphins. Doggy, you think they're humanely kept in fucking Jamaica? Also, you think you not taking a ride is going to save them, Shannon? Get the ride. Otherwise, it's not worth it. It's for nothing.
I don't want to contribute to it. All right, here's the milk bottle thingy. I'll show
it. Look it up. It's called Dolphin Cove in Ocho Rios.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Dolphin Cove in Ocho Rios.
Okay, do you want to see
this?
They do
abuse the dolphins. They have one in Orlando, too, but they're cute. Oh,
no. They're so cute. Go ahead.
Okay, this is the milk bottle thing, so this is the game.
So stupid, dude.
So it says that they fill them in at the bottom, that they're weighted, and that's what makes it hard to do it.
These look like fucking iron. Like, it doesn't look like a milk bottle. Hey, come hit the milk bottle. It's fucking metal.
Yeah, they give you a wiffle ball. And then,
there you go, kid. That'd be $5.75, kid.
And then the biggest scam with the one where you like have to throw a ping pong ball and it lands in a fish tank.
Yeah.
They're like, we give you 100 balls. You always walk away with one. A goldfish costs 8 cents. They give you a bag and a goldfish, and you just let it die in that bag. You never get a tank.
By the time you get to the exit, it flips.
Yeah, it's over. That goldfish is fucking dead.
It's not even a goldfish. It's like a big frosted flake in the water. What the fuck is this?
Dude, I want a goldfish at a carnival, and my mom gave it my hamster food, and then didn't understand why it died. Zachary, I gave it food from the pet store.
She just put red chili flakes.
She just put
red
fucking
chili
hamster
flakes.
Food in it, and it just died immediately.
Shannon, look up Dolphin Cove. I'm one thing at a time. I'm all ADD. What are some of these other scams?
Okay, so the next one is the basketball shoot. And it says that the netting or other items behind the rim are designed to interfere with your depth perception. And that's why that one is hard. Yeah. Also, the overinflated balls.
What was it? Morning time?
You're describing Lewis's trip to Jamaica.
That pedophile's balls are overinflated.
The balloon dart throw. The balloons are underinflated, so it's harder to pop them. And the darts are lighter than regular darts, and the tips are dulled or broken off.
Oh, God, such a scam.
The ring toss. The rings are just a hair wider than the neck of the target bottle or spike. And they're extra hard plastic, so they bounce off more easily.
The guy's always dirty, too. He's like wearing a fucking Iverson jersey. Tall white dude. You know what I mean? Looks like a juggalo. It's always dirty.
You literally look like you could work it.
Come on in, kid. Come in.
It's $5 per like ring toss. Like, it's such an expensive thing. And then the toy, like, then you'll get it. And you're like, oh, I won.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, you get level one toy. And they point at the bottom.
Three times.
And it's a fucking, like,
it's a comb.
A wish troll this big. And you're like, what the fuck is that? It's like, oh, you could trade that in. It's, you know. And then $800 later, you could get a fucking stuffed animal. It's shitty. It's a shitty stuffed animal. It's not even stuffing. They have styrofoam. That's, you know, it's a shitty stuffed animal if it's stuffed with styrofoam. The teddy bear that I used to fuck when I was a kid.
Yeah, it had little beads in it.
It had little beads in it, dude. I cut a slit right in between its legs, and I used to fuck the shit out of this teddy bear.
Did you say this on Tucker Carlson?
I said this on my first special. I talked about it. My sister caught me fucking this teddy bear when I was like 8 or 9 years old. And she walked into the bathroom, and I was fucking just pounding the fucking shit out of the teddy bear.
It's going everywhere.
Hey, kids, welcome to the Teddy Bear Podcast on Gas Central Network.
Sponsored by Balenciaga.
But I slit a hole in it. I used to put my dick in it, and when I put my dick out, it would like cream pie little beads of fucking styrofoam.
It just looked like fucking rice pudding.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
that shit was fucking.
The level one prizes are so bad, dude.
Yeah, but that was, I got that specific. I got that teddy bear from throwing the gigantic ball on the pro wrestling ring that had like the different squares. So yeah. It lands on, it's essentially roulette.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's white trash roulette. It's really what it is, dude.
Yeah.
It's a giant ball with a, it's a pro, do you know the game I'm talking about?
Lewis, I hate to tell you this. Roulette is white trash roulette. This is a much lower thing.
I can't explain to you how. Well, no, roulette can be a fun game at a casino. You're in Vegas, you know, you're spending some fucking cash. This is, you put a quarter on a fucking thing. It's a square, right? This is the game. It's like a, like almost like a fucking, you know, it's an overhang.
Yeah.
And then it's wooden squares. And then all around the perimeter, it has just like different like colors.
Yeah. And the ball's going to land somewhere and you're going to win a prize.
But you put a quarter on the different things. And whatever your ball lands on that, you get the prize. But it's only just giant prizes because it's fucking random. It's very random.
That's cool. That's cool.
Do you have this? Do you have a video of this game, Shannon? It's killing me right now. If you haven't started looking it up, that's crazy because I spent so much time describing something. Can I just say, if I've ever described something in detail, and I'm describing visually what it does, and I'm spending a lot of time on it, Shannon, my assumption is that you are getting me a visual representation. Right now, as I'm yelling right now, I'm just wasting more time.
You put a quarter down? That's typically an American 25-cent piece.
Sorry, how much more time did I waste? Obviously, it's what I'm doing, Shannon.
Sorry, we were talking about dollar. We were talking about dolphins. We got distracted.
Oh, my.
I'm so sorry. It's my fault.
God. They're still into the dolphins.
I want to see the dolphin. I did find the dolphin thing.
You want me to see the dolphin? It's dolphin. Cove in Ocho Rios.
Okay, yeah. This is it. And it's right next to Duns. Is Duns River Falls where I almost died?
It's right next to Duns River Falls. Yes.
Okay.
So it's $89 a person?
Yeah.
It's not bad. We could probably get this done.
Yeah, those dolphins are good. Or maybe like,
Shannon, we could probably get this done.
Maybe some people could do dolphins. Some people just do the falls climb.
I'm going to go climb a fucking rock? You're not going to swim with dolphins, Natalie?
I would so much rather climb the waterfall. Oh, you're going to get too
turned on by the smell of fish. I know what's going on. She's going to start licking their fucking noses.
Hey, little feller. Oh, boy.
I don't like anything that I have to...
Way slimy than I thought.
Stop fingering the floor. He can't breathe.
Get with the smoker's jacket. You're not supposed to wear that. Yes, that's not the protective
Please
gear.
Please don't take your fist out the dolphin's blowhole. He died.
Oh, wow. He's a real slimy feller here. Huh? You're slimy there. Wow. Look at that.
We're going to even switch fists there, big fella. Just tug us out.
Hey, where are your friends? Tell your friends to join. Tell your friends to come here. Shannon, this is awesome. You sure you don't want to come?
I don't think I want to do it. I'm sorry, Natalie.
All right, well, more for me.
What are you doing again? All right, I guess I ain't worse than what we
You're
do.
You're killing him. You're killing the dolphin. The
dolphin's like, please help me. Please kill me.
He's just a baby.
You don't see blackfish, girl? Separated from a mother. Now you do that again. I'm bad, girl. You're bad.
Fuck me, dude.
Those dolphins don't look good. They look like they have the little, like, you know, the little, like, milk carton. You know the thing they put on the cows? Those, like, tags?
Sure. Can we see? Or is this one humane or no?
No okay, way. So I'm assuming probably not, but in the description it says a 30-minute interaction with one dolphin in its natural habitat. So that's something.
His natural habitat. Being poked water. With spears by Jamaicans. in an electrified tank.
Natural beautiful habitat steel cage. Hell in the cell. Throw the ball, boy. One of them, you get a prize. Natural habitat, gal. Yeah, come on, buddy.
All right, well, if it's natural, I'll be there. All right, well, you know, I'm Natty. They call me Natty Natty.
Shit. Fuck, it's definitely, I was here. It's not a natural habitat. It is an enclosed fucking tank. So I guess what they mean by natural is they've
There's water.
They need water.
They're breathing, boy.
No, don't worry. They can breathe. Don't worry.
They can swim.
No, it is natural. All right. So I know what. Here's what it is. Here's what they do. They've sectioned off a piece of the ocean where they've taken giant machinery and chopped a section of the ocean, and they keep the dolphins in that section of the ocean. The dolphins cannot leave. There's no natural habitat here. They're not going and swimming. They got like five of them. They give them dog names like Fido and Brutus.
They fight
them in there. Yeah, dude. There's nothing natural about the way these dolphins are living.
But they're so cute.
They are cute, and they're very powerful.
Have you swam with dolphins?
No, that's like my dream.
Wow.
AKA, I'm coming on the trip.
It's $80. It's not that much of a dream. You could probably get this done. I got to be honest with you.
But it is. Like, Shannon's right. They abuse them and stuff. Yeah. It's not good. They have Shannon, to discover Cove in Orlando.
Has there ever been a thing against Dolphin Cove with the way that they treat their dolphins? You need to look this up, Shannon. Because before we go there and spend our fucking hard-earned money.
Oh, my God.
Oh boy, this is gonna really make me. Oh boy!
Cove.
So what came up on TripAdvisor? I didn't even click on it. It says inhumane, unethical, cruel dolphin Cove's Ocho Rios.
Okay, why? What do they say? Who says? Is this some fucking Jew? Sorry, I couldn't. It's the only word I could think of. Is this some Jew?
Hell yeah!
Online, it's an $89.99. When I went there, there was a $15 charge for the life vest.
That's then unethical.
Unethical. Then they charge $4 for the water
socks. It's inhumane.
It's humane. Unbelievable.
Of course,
Shannon. What does the article say? Because okay, I
heard that sigh. I know it's not good.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. The more inhumane, the better. That's what I say. I want, dude. Fucking make them fucking go with oomph.
So this is a really long review on TripAdvisor.
This is nerd, by the way. Yeah. This is some fucking. Yeah. They're looking for something. Look, if you're looking for the inhumane treatment of animals, you're going to find it at Dolphin Cove.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. Yeah. Fine.
If they do it at SeaWorld, they're doing it at fucking Ocho Rios. Wait, hold on.
All right, you ready? I'm ignoring that there's other parts here about the whole experience that they didn't like, but specifically the dolphins. When we did the dolphin encounter, I noticed the dolphins have herpes-looking sores on the tips of their noses, presumably from all the forced tourist kissing. While interacting with the dolphin,
ew.
Photographer.
Ew. Dolphins, can dolphin get herpes? Google that now, Shannon. Because that's wild.
Come here again. Which
one? I kiss that dolphin right on her fucking whore mouth.
Guys, we got the beautiful dolphin named Joe List. You want to ride that one? Come. You ride List right here. He got the herpes, but he good. He's funny guy. They love him.
Yes. Yes, they can. Bottlenose dolphins can get herpes.
Well,
yes.
They're mammals, I guess. That makes
can
sense.
All mammals get herpes?
I just pulled that out.
Yeah, you really did just pull that out of your ass.
But you like it,
I did.
That was good.
I was like, whoa, they are mammals.
Right?
Whoa.
I mean, it sounds really good. I'm like, I'm a pseudo-intellectual, you guys.
All right, so no kissing of the dolphins.
Okay, so
no fucking of the dolphins.
Dolphins
if you're
like
going to do it, you got
to
fucking
dolphins really like to fuck humans.
Yeah,
they rape, do like
right? Someone's going down if you do this. One of the Jorge, Pepe, one of these guys, you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
The
if you
herpes
do this.
Virus is found in insects, fish, reptiles, amphibians, mollusks, and
so anything but mammals?
In virtually every species of bird and mammal.
Oh,
jeez. Boom.
So you got a lot of risk.
I'm like a scientist.
You are.
Is there. Were those real
photos? That's going to be a new thing. Instead of the toilet seat, I got herpes from kissing a dolphin.
And then having to like explain that to people.
That would be wild. Imagine not worth it at all.
Not.
Just kissing a dolphin on its dumb nose.
Oh, my God.
Ugh, slimy.
Okay,
herpes.
Other than herpes, Shannon, what's wrong with you?
Good,
let's maybe not shame the dolphins. Right.
Besides the cattle prods. Yeah.
They were a little wild in college.
Right. It's just a skin disease, really. It's not even a big deal. It's like a fucking rash.
So they're in fresh water.
Anyway,
continue.
Whatever.
The rest of their bad part about the dolphins is basically like they're harassing you to like pay money to take pictures.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't seem to be anything else about bad treatment of the dolphins, but it does say when they went through the jungle trail, which is part of the experience, that one of the lovebirds had a big bloody gash on its head, that there were bunnies and they were treated like a puppy mill. All of them were pregnant or had new babies.
Those are just bunnies.
Yeah, they fuck like
bunnies. Like rabbits, yeah.
This person sucks.
Yeah, you know, I
for
mean,
sure.
Yes, but also this place sounds horrible.
I went
bloody bird in the jungle.
Don't you want to see
it?
We had
a lot of fun.
The person who wrote this review, there's that girl is in every group on a trip.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the girl who wants to do everything.
I've done it.
You've done this exact one.
I went to the exact one before.
And how? What was
it? It was fun, dude.
And you swam with the dolphins.
I swam with the dolphins. Yeah, dude. You grab on their fuck. It's
how do you think they got herpes?
It feels like
the origin story.
It feels like a giant like muscle. Like what I would imagine, like a huge cock that you're riding through the water. It is so powerful, dude.
Wow.
And at one point, like they do a thing where like you like stand on its nose and they fucking pick you up and they throw you. It's fucking pretty cool.
What?
Try to punch it.
They're definitely
abused. Sign a waiver.
Yeah,
Do they say if your gal has a period, she can't do this? Do they say that?
I don't think so, no.
There's something about like women when they have periods, the dolphins go crazy? Dolphins
fucking lose their minds. Sharks, figs, sharks.
Oh, those are sharks. Sorry. Yeah.
It's Mark Cuban. It's Mark Cuban.
I make you a deal.
Barbara Corcoran. I love pussies enough.
I found another... Gotcha,
what?
Another article from the same thing in Negril. And they spoke to the manager, interviewed them, and they said that they got the dolphins, they captured them in Cuba, and that he said they're protecting them by bringing them to Jamaica. And he said because in nature they can get eaten by a shark or blah, blah, blah. So it's a bunch of
we're protecting them, man.
A hero.
Yeah.
National
why
hero.
Why don't you take me for Cuba? I was safe there in Cuba, you motherfucker. Sorry, I can't. That was a Scarface.
We're done.
We're done.
We're done. It's been a lot of fun. Support Sabrina Piper and Mike Figgs and everything that they do. We will be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, have a great night. Peace.
That's all, folks.